Greetings, friends, and good morning, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs, and I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural, nutritional, and natural roads to your wellness and your vitality and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from thyroid disease, diabetes, hypertension, weight problems, psoriasis, and acne, among other health issues that by the standards of medical treatment can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of biology and the human body simply standard operating procedure? Because, friends, always the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some, this renewing and healing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel or Debbie or Vicky at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. You can also get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business if you so desire. Well, good Monday morning, all, and welcome to The Bright Side. Please understand, folks, if you're listening to this program, you are special. You're one of the very few people who are not buying the baloney that is pumped out regularly from the mainstream media and the medical mafia. Have you guys noticed how many drug commercials, prescription drug commercials, are out there? It seems like one out of every four or five commercials that we see is for a prescription drug. Those who would have you believe that drugs and surgeries and medical procedures can make you healthy and well want to pump out their message at us 24/7, seemingly. What I've seen in the last 25-plus years of being involved in the world of pharmacy is that what we call disease is many times the manifestation of breakdowns in biochemistry which are correctable without medical intervention, without drugs, without pharmacies, without insurance companies, without surgeries, without doctors. In other words, we can fix ourselves. That's why Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his understanding of chemical bonds, and whose father was a pharmacist, by the way, Linus Pauling said, nutritional medicine is the medicine of the future. Well, the bright side is the good news that says the future is now, and that the medical model, medicine that's used today, whatever it is, right here, right now, we can begin to correct our health challenges without the medicine, without the drugs, without the doctors, without any interference from insurance companies or any outside authority. Last week, we talked a little bit about food combining theory. And based on the letters I received, this seems to be a subject that many of you guys find interesting. So in the interest of clarification, let's discuss food combining a little bit further. The most important thing to recognize about food combining is that it is simply a theory. Other nutritionists are critical, and they have some good points. For example, in Nature Foods, usually are blends of all three food groups. Breast milk, for example, which is pretty much nature's perfect food, is a blend of protein and fat and carbohydrate. So maybe that this whole food combining theory is just a bunch of hogwash. Many foods that humans have been eating for eons have a certain proportion of fats and proteins and carbohydrates. Protein and carbohydrates eaten together violate the most basic law of food combining, yet there are numerous foods that contain just that combination, including nuts, seeds, and beans, which most people would consider to be healthy foods. On the other hand, the way we combine foods in meals delivers proportions of fats and carbohydrates and proteins that are not necessarily found in nature and may not be appropriate for healthy digestion. This is what the food combining proponents tell us. There's simply no way to know for sure whether food combining theory is an appropriate eating protocol for everyone. And as with all health strategies, everything you hear on the Bright Side, everything you hear on other nutritional programs, everything you hear in the world of nutrition and health, your best bet is always going to be to gather as much information as you can and see what works for you. I personally, in my life, am very careful about how I combine foods, and it works for me. When I started to pay attention to the types of food combinations I was eating, I lost weight, I felt better, and it may be something that you might want to consider. Food combining is based on the idea that different foods require different enzymes and biochemicals for their breakdowns, and by combining incorrectly, by incorrect food combining, digestion can be incomplete, impaired. This is food combining theory. The first proponent of the food combining theory was a guy named William Hay, a physician. From the early 1900s, he developed something he called the Hay Diet, which he divided foods into three groups. The Hay Diet divided food into acid groups, alkaline groups, and neutral groups, and Dr. Hay actually used his theory to heal himself from kidney disease. This notion of combining foods based on their biochemistry required for adequate digestion may not be overly significant for healthy people, but if you have health issues, and especially if you have digestive issues, it may be something that you want to think about. For example, starches require alkaline enzymes. Amylase is a salivary enzyme. It's an enzyme in your saliva. It's an enzyme that's secreted from the pancreas, and it is alkaline, and it is what's used, what the body uses to break down starches. If you eat acidic foods with starchy foods like bread and citrus, the amylase may be neutralized by the acids in the citrus, and this might impair the breakdown of the starch. So according to the theory, it's probably not a good idea to mix your starchy foods with acidic foods or acidic drinks. The same goes for protein and carbohydrates. Protein digesting enzymes are acidic, and carbohydrate enzymes are not acidic, and the digestion of both may be impaired. The acid enzymes that are required from protein may cancel out or neutralize the alkaline enzymes that are required for breaking down the starches, so you're going to want to eat your protein first and then your carbs an hour, maybe 20 minutes, half an hour. There's no real way to know, but later, after you eat your protein. This is also going to give you an additional benefit of reducing carbohydrate cravings. That's why we always say, eat protein first. Start all your meals off with protein, especially if you're trying to get off the sugar or if you have blood sugar problems. Protein and fats are a little bit tricky. Dr. Joanna Budwig, who was a physicist and a pharmacologist and a pioneer of nutrition, she advocated mixing fats with proteins, but she said essential fatty acids. She was considered one of the world's foremost authorities on the use of fats and oils for nutrition, and especially for treating cancer. She said that mixing essential fatty acids with protein activated the protein. In other words, the electrical nature of the essential fatty acids are highly electrical. Essential fatty acids have large clouds of electrons which surround them, and this gives them a very high electrical power. This electrical power, according to Dr. Budwig, activated the sulfur on amino acids and made them more digestible, made them more usable. Meat, eggs, dairy, fish, nuts, seeds, seaweed, turnip greens, all of these are proteins that contain sulfur. Cabbage and spinach as well, broccoli. So combining your essential fatty acids with these kinds of proteins may be advisable. However, combining other fats with proteins may not be such a good idea. According to food combining theory, fats coat the digestive system and may impair or delay the digestion of protein. Whether that's true or not is tough to say, and probably trial and error is going to be your best bet. If you're strong and healthy and completely satisfied with the state of your health, and you've been eating your fats with your proteins, have at it. If you're not feeling as well as you should be, especially in terms of your digestion, then separating fats and proteins may be something you want to think about. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to get on board today, we'll be back right after this break. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Your nutritional supplement program. We're here every day on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you want to get on board, if you've got questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we always welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you are one of the many folks who sent me emails over the past couple of months and I haven't gotten back to you, my apologies. I get so many of these things. I try to get back to everybody, but it's really difficult to do. So what I decided to do is I'm going to start reading some of these on the air. So if you send an email and I haven't gotten back to you, I may be reading your stuff on the air. One of the things I've been getting emails about is this vitamin B12 article that I wrote. I do an article every day or every couple of days on my brightsideben.com website. And a couple of weeks ago, I wrote one on vitamin B12, and I seem to have caused quite a tizzy out there in the world of internet listeners and internet readers, I suppose. Mike Adams, whose stuff I like a lot, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, actually put out an article of his own after I wrote mine talking about something called methylcobalamin. Methylcobalamin. Now, vitamin B12 in its supplemental form is usually used as the cyanocobalamin form. Now, cobalamin itself is really the active part of vitamin B12, cobalamin. But if you attach a cyanide molecule to it, yes, cyanide, the same stuff that you see in spy movies that kills people, it becomes cyanocobalamin, and it becomes a very stable nutritional supplement. However, the body has to convert that cyanocobalamin into methylcobalamin for it to be active, and methylcobalamin has some interesting features that cyanocobalamin does not. Thus, it is thought by some folks that methylcobalamin is a better supplement than cyanocobalamin, and their point is well taken. When I wrote the article, I was really only referring to the cobalamin portion of vitamin B12. And let me tell you something, folks. Vitamin B12 deficiency is a serious, serious problem. It's been written about for years. Doctors have known about it for years, and maybe behind many of the diseases that we consider to be common, especially diseases of old age. Almost 60% of folks over 60 years old are considered vitamin B12 deficient. So whether it's cyanocobalamin or methylcobalamin, you probably want to make sure that you're supplementing with vitamin B12 on a regular basis, and there's several reasons for this. Number one, vitamin B12 absorption is notoriously problematic. It requires a special protein that's secreted out of the stomach called IF, or intrinsic factor, and many people have problems making IF. If you have any digestive problems, chances are your ability to absorb vitamin B12 is going to be compromised, and that is even if you're getting the foods that contain vitamin B12. If you cook your meat, you're probably losing vitamin B12, and vitamin B12 is not really found in vegetables. Vitamin B12 is only made by bacteria in the guts of animals, especially in the guts of us and in the guts of the animals that we eat as meat. Vitamin B12 is found on vegetables if the vegetables are not sprayed with pesticides, because bacteria at the roots of the vegetables are where the vegetables are, is where the vitamin B12 is produced. So if the farmers are spraying the crops, the bacteria are going to be gone from the vegetables, and you're not going to have vitamin B12. So there's lots of reasons why vitamin B12 deficiency is common. For Alzheimer's disease or cognitive decline or problems with memory as people get older, vitamin B12 can be tremendously helpful. For neurological disorders, nerve problems like multiple sclerosis, vitamin B12 can be helpful. For mental illness, depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, vitamin B12 can be helpful. Certainly for cardiovascular disease, vitamin B12 is way more important than any statin drug you could possibly take. In fact, all the B vitamins are more important for cardiovascular disease than this nonsense, this silly cholesterol hypothesis. Vitamin B12 is important for detoxifying heart toxic homocysteine, along with vitamin B6 and some of the other B vitamins like folic acid. And I've always said this, folks, it doesn't take a lot of nutritional supplementation to take care of your health. In fact, just pennies a day of the B complex can go a long way towards improving cardiovascular health without having to stand in line at the pharmacy, without having to pay a dollar a pill or whatever the statin drugs are going for these days, and certainly without having to worry about toxic side effects. If your kids have learning disorders, vitamin B12 can be helpful. Vitamin B12 can be helpful for autism. Vitamin B12 supplementation can be helpful for immune problems too. So, to answer all the questions that I got about cyanocobalamin versus methylcobalamin, vitamin B12 and whatever form you're taking is important. A case can be made that methylcobalamin is a better nutritional supplement than cyanocobalamin, although I will say cyanocobalamin is a much more stable supplement. But whether it's cyano or whether it's methylcobalamin, you want to make sure that you're supplementing on a regular basis with the whole B complex, and especially with vitamin B12. So I hope that clears up some of the confusion around this cyano versus methylcobalamin issue. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You're listening to The Bright Side. Let's go to South Korea and see what Suzanne has to say. Hey there, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you?
Greetings. Thanks for calling all the way from South.
Okay?
I hear you great. Thanks for calling all the way from South Korea. That's pretty cool, I have to say. How can we help you today?
I have very cold hands and feet all the time, and in the winter my toes turn purple. They become very painful.
Oh, that's
not good.
I have
poor circulation in my extremities. My feet go numb easily. My arms are sometimes numb when I wake up in the morning.
All right. They're all related. Everything's related. It sounds like things aren't moving to the extremities like they should. Two things I would consider. First of all, are you thin build? Are you built thin, Suzanne? Okay. So a couple things I would consider. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm 5'2 and I weigh 88 pounds.
Okay. A couple things you're going to want to consider. Sounds like you may have something going on with the thyroid, and possibly you may have something going on with blood sugar issues. So a couple things you're going to want to do. First of all, get yourself on the B-complex, especially vitamin B3, which is niacin. What we're going to try to do is open up the vasculature, open up the blood vessels, so you get more blood flowing to the extremities. The reason you're cold is because you're not getting blood. Blood is the way that the body cools and heats the extremities. So when you have circulatory problems, or when you have cold fingers or toes or hands or feet, typically you're looking at some vasoconstriction, blood vessels closing inappropriately. So we're going to try and open up those blood vessels. So first of all, high doses of the B-complex, especially vitamin B3, which is niacin. Niacin is a really interesting vitamin because niacin is so important for the body that it's one of the very few vitamins that your body can actually make. That's how important niacin is, and you can take high doses of the stuff. Niacin deficiency is very common, too, by the way. And niacin will also help with blood sugar issues if you have those, too. So taking high doses of the B-complex, especially niacin, can go a long way towards improving the blood, improving circulation. Also, there's key minerals that can improve circulation. One is iron, and I'm going to talk about iron when we come back from our break because I wrote a little article about iron. I got a couple emails about that. Iron helps the body, helps the blood carry oxygen. So it'll improve oxygenation of the blood. It'll improve nutrient delivery and to the extremities especially. So you may want to consider iron supplementation as well. But iron's one of those things that you're going to want to be careful with. So if you're taking an iron supplement, make sure that you don't take too much of an iron supplement. And I'll cover that when we come back from break. We'll talk about iron. Third of all, you may want to consider drinking a lot of water. That can help fluidize the blood. And then last but not least, essential fatty acids, especially the omega-3 fatty acids, can be important. Essential fatty acid deficiency is also one of those very common nutritional deficiencies, and omega-3 fats can be an important blood thinner. And then you may want to throw in some vitamin E. 400 international units would be a good place to start. And thanks so much for calling from South Korea. We'll be back after this break. 866-582-9933 is our number. Andy, Patrick, stay with us. We'll get your phone calls and more when we come back.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3142 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Thanks for being here, folks. We're here every day on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel or Debbie or Vicky at 866-735-2470 or get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link. On the website, you'll also see articles that I write, and I wrote one recently on iron. We're talking to Suzanne in South Korea in the last segment about cold hands and cold feet. Usually that means something's going on with the circulatory system. It can be secondary to thyroid problems. And the way Suzanne was built, it sounded to me, her body type anyway, it sounded to me like there may be some issues with the thyroid. I forgot to mention that, Suzanne, if you're listening, iodine can be helpful. In fact, we should all be supplementing with about 12.5 milligrams a day of iodine. Even if you don't suspect thyroid problems, it could be helpful because iodine is important for all of your glands. You know, iodine gets a lot of is in the press a lot, and people know, even if they know a little, don't know a lot about nutrition, if they know little about nutrition, most people know that iodine is important for the thyroid. But what a lot of folks don't recognize is iodine is important for all of your glands. It's important for the prostate gland in men. It's important for the pancreas. It's important for the adrenal glands. And iodine is like a tool, it's a major tool for fighting breast cancer in women. There's a lot of glandular tissue in breasts, and iodine can be protective against breast cancer. So iodine to the tune of 12.5 milligrams. I like a supplement called Iodorol. You can also use Lugol solution or SSKI. Everybody was talking about iodine a few months ago because of that Fukushima nuclear explosion in Japan, and you don't seem to hear much about iodine anymore these days. The best way to protect yourself against radioactive iodine is not the heroic dose of iodine, but a daily supplemental dose. So folks, get yourself on 12.5 milligrams of iodine, and especially you, Suzanne. I also mentioned iron to help oxygenation of the blood. Iron deficiency is not that uncommon, and one of the major causes of anemia is iron deficiency. On the other hand, iron is a double-edged sword, because too much iron, you can actually get too much of a good thing. So you don't want to be taking too much iron. The body recycles most of the iron that it gets. Women do lose iron in the blood. You want about 20 milligrams of iron a day. I got a letter, actually, from a guy here, where is that, who wanted to know about, I don't know where it is right now, but he wanted to know about iron excess, and iron excess can be a problem. If you suspect that you're getting too much iron, then you might want to start taking a supplement called phytic acid, P-H-Y-T-I-C, phytic acid. It also goes by the name IP6. IP6 stands for inositol 6-phosphate, IP6, inositol phosphate 6, I think. In any case, phytic acid, or IP6, is not only good for helping tie up iron, but IP6 has actually been used very successfully to treat cancer, and that's because cancer cells love iron. There are certain bacteria that love iron as well. In fact, mother's milk is high in these iron binders, something called lactoferrin, which you can also find in eggs, except in eggs it's called ovoferrin. And lactoferrin and ovoferrin are secreted by the mother, if it's mother's milk, or by the chicken, if it's an egg, to help protect the egg or protect the baby from bacterial infection, because by tying up iron, you can actually prevent bacteria from thriving and growing. So iron has a sort of double-edged nature, a two-edged sword nature. 20 milligrams of iron is a good place to be from a supplemental point of view. I'd be careful of these fortified foods. I'm not sure if that's the right kind of iron. Iron comes in different formats, and then the kind of iron that you get in nutritional supplements is not necessarily the good kind of iron. In fact, there's two main kinds of food irons. One is called heme iron, H-E-M-E, heme iron, and that's the kind of iron that's found in meats and fish. Heme iron is much better absorbed than non-heme iron, which is the kind of iron that you'll find in certain vegetables, like spinach. In any case, whether it's heme iron or non-heme iron, you don't want to take too much. 20 milligrams a day or so is a good place to be. Just to give you an idea, a cup of oatmeal has about 10 milligrams of iron in its fortified form. Maybe 3 ounces of beef will have about 3 milligrams of heme iron. And chicken liver, which is a really good source of iron, 3 ounces of chicken liver will give you about 12 milligrams of iron. If you're supplementing with iron, you want to be at about 20 milligrams or so a day. Iron is not necessarily one of the better absorbed nutrients, so 20 milligrams a day doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get 20 milligrams a day of the iron. If you have any kinds of issues around anemia or fatigue, or maybe problems like Suzanne in South Korea with circulation, you may want to consider iron supplementation, but don't take more than 20 or max 30 milligrams a day of an iron supplement. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. Patricia wants to talk, or Patrick, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Patrick. Patrick wants to talk to us. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, Ben, that's all right. I have a question about the trace mineral vanadium.
Okay.
I was thinking about taking a couple of your products as preventatives.
Okay, for diabetes?
Right.
Yeah. Do you have blood sugar problems now?
Not really, but I think I'm getting, like, symptoms with tingling feet and things like that.
Okay, good. Then that's good that you knew that that might be a blood sugar issue. First of all, the B vitamins would be a little bit more important than just vanadium. Not that vanadium is not important, but let's talk a little bit about vanadium, because that's one of those that a lot of folks don't know about, and a lot of nutritionists, mainstream nutritionists, don't even think that it's an important supplement. I personally do. Vanadium is has a lot of uses, really. It's important for bone building. Bodybuilders will use it. It may be protective against colon cancer. But there have been a few studies that talk about, there's been more than a few studies that talk about vanadium as being able to reduce blood sugar and, even more importantly, helping improve your body's insulin sensitivity. As you probably know, over time, our body becomes less sensitive to insulin. More insulin has to get pumped out, and a lot of health issues are caused by this insulin resistance and elevated insulin problem. Vanadium is a supplement that helps improve the body's ability to respond to insulin, and there have been many studies that talk about it in that way. So I would personally be taking vanadium as a nutritional supplement, but it's a good idea to take your vanadium with chromium. In fact, chromium and vanadium work together, and that's why you'll find a lot of these anti-diabetic or blood sugar control nutritional supplements will have a little bit of chromium and a little bit of vanadium. Nobody really knows how much vanadium you need, but you can take 100 micrograms a day, no problem. The typical American diet will provide you with maybe 20 micrograms a day of vanadium. So you could take anywhere from 50 to 100 micrograms a day of the stuff. It's not the most important nutritional supplement you could take. It's certainly not in the same category as the B complex of vitamins, or even it's not in the same category of potency, of nutritional potency, as chromium, but it can sure help with insulin sensitivity, and that's why we put it in the Sweeties product. Hope that helps, Patrick. Thanks so much for calling. And let's see what Andy in Washington has to say. Andy, what's up, buddy?
Yes, I've got quite a problem with sciatica. I mean, they're giving me pain pills, which help, but that's not solving the underlying problem.
Good for you.
Do you recommend anything I should take?
Absolutely, absolutely. Which pain pill are you on, by the way?
Oxycodone.
Okay, is that wiping you out? It's got to be wiping you out.
Well, it solves most of the problem, but
the pain?
It's pretty strong.
Can you drive, and can you do all the stuff you need to do on it?
I can, yeah.
Yeah? All right, well, we can get you off the oxycodone without having to turn to drugs. You can get rid of sciatica. Sciatica is an inflammatory condition. Technically, it's called neuritis. Whenever you hear itis, you want to think about inflammation. And as we said many times in the program, the underlying cause of much disease is inflammation. And whether it's inflammation of the joints or inflammation of the nerves, well, actually, you know what? Hang tight with us. We got to take a break. Andy and Aaron and Anne-Marie, stick with us. We'll come back and get your phone calls. 866-582-9933 is your number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. And you and your phone calls at 866-582-9933. We're talking to Andy in Washington. Are you there, Andy? Andy? Do we have Andy?
Yes.
Hey, Andy. So a little sciatica. First of all, sciatica is an inflammatory condition. It's really not a physical disease as much as it's a set of symptoms that come from the pressure that's put on the sciatic nerve. Now, the sciatic nerve can be pressurized by a herniation, that is a herniated disc. There could be a tumor that's involved. Assuming that it's none of those issues, there's some things that you might want to try. First of all, you may want to try some manipulation, and that's something that a chiropractor can do, or you may have some rolfing or body work done. You can also do something called inversion therapy, which is really good for relieving compression, and that's where you use an inversion table where you actually lie upside down or you incline your body with your head down and then gradually until your head is completely down and you're totally perpendicular to the ground. You can have somebody do that for you at a chiropractor's office, or you can buy inversion boots and do it yourself. There's a special hanging device, and actually everybody would benefit from this hanging device, because as gravity kicks in, as we get older, we tend to get compressed anyway. So that's something you might want to think about. There's also trigger point therapy, and these are all body manipulation kinds of things, and they can be helpful. As far as nutrition goes, you want to focus on anti-inflammatories, and you want to focus on avoiding anything that's causing inflammation. If you've listened to this program before, you know that most inflammation is started through the digestive system, comes into the body through digestive problems. So if you have any digestive problems, those need to be corrected. That's the main reason why inflammation occurs in the body, is through food allergies or eating the wrong kinds of food. Be vigilant. Watch your digestive symptoms. If you have any digestive symptoms, you want to backtrack. See what you ate 2, 3, 4 hours before that, and then you want to avoid those foods. You can also take in digestive supplements, most especially probiotics, good bacteria. I like the BioLumen, Nightly Essence from Youngevity, and then Ultimate Enzymes with every meal. Digestive enzymes, I should say, with every meal. Anti-inflammatory nutrients can be helpful. Probably the most important of the anti-inflammatory nutrients are omega-3 fatty acids. And I would get on an essential fatty acid supplement anyway. If you're not on one, an essential fatty acid supplement can be very helpful for helping with a lot of physical ailments, but just for general longevity and wellness, essential fatty acids are key. And then one of the most important anti-inflammatory nutrients is plain old vitamin E. I say plain old, there's nothing plain about it. It's a very, very important nutrient. You want about 400 international units a day of vitamin E. You can take 800 international units a day. Vitamin E is one of those vitamins that's stored by the body, so you don't need to take it every day. If you miss a day here and there, that's not so much of a problem as with the B complex and vitamin C. And then also vitamin C and the B complex, speaking of the water-soluble vitamins, both of those are wonderfully anti-inflammatory. I would be taking the B complex on a regular basis every 2 or 3 hours, and then vitamin C. You want to take about 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C minimum, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day for inflammation. You could take up to 5,000 or even 10,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C, no problem. You don't want to, if you take too much, you get into a little diarrhea, and you don't want to go there. So back off if that happens or if you get loose stools. Last but not least, there's a product called acetylmyristoliate, or CM. And you can get CM, acetylmyristoliate, as a cream, or you can get it as a supplement. And it is wonderful as a pain reliever for inflammatory pain, especially joint pain, or even for sciatica pain. You can rub the cream on, the acetylmyristoliate cream, or you can take acetylmyristoliate CM capsules as well. Longevity has a CM product. Actually, they have a CM cream and they have a CM capsule, but you can get acetylmyristoliate wherever you can find it, and that could be helpful for inflammatory pain, back pain, or sciatica pain. So there's a lot of places for you to work there. There's lots more that you could do too, but that's a great place for you to start. And thanks so much for calling, Andy from Washington. Let's move on and see what Anne-Marie has to say. What's going on, Anne-Marie?
Hi, Ben. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you?
Okay, I'm calling number one about acne, what's the best way to treat acne.
Okay.
And then the other issue is I'm a licensed esthetician in California here, and a lot of women with the issues as they get older with the little brown spots on their calves, mostly, and then the spider veins.
Yeah, so you said little brown spots. Amory, you said little brown spots on their calves?
Yes.
I hadn't heard that on the calves. I know there's a little brown spot problems, and that's a really interesting issue. Where are you an esthetician? Where in California?
Well, right now, in Fresno.
Oh, in Fresno. Have you heard of Sanita Skincare?
No.
No?
I don't think so, no.
Did you go to the Las Vegas show? The esthetician show?
I missed it the last couple of years. I've been going for years and years, but I missed the last two.
I was there this past year. It was last week, actually. Yeah, I had a booth out there. Okay, so skin. I know a lot about skin. I don't know if you know this, but I'm in the skincare business. In fact, I've been formulating skincare products for a long time. I do lectures on skin. And a lot of folks don't even know that I do nutritional work, they know that I mostly do skincare. So I'm glad you asked. Acne is really an interesting issue. There are 80% of Americans will break out at one time or another during their lives, and it's so unnecessary. Indigenous cultures don't break out, so we know that acne is really a lifestyle issue. But here's the thing about acne. There's no such thing as acne. There's no such disease state as acne. In fact, there's 7 different types of skin lesions that all get called acne, and they all have different biochemical causes. And this is the reason why acne treatments are notoriously unsuccessful. And I don't care what you see on those commercials. I watch those commercials and I just want to stick my hand through the television and choke somebody. They're so mean and they're so deceitful and they're so misleading. They make it seem like you rub this cream on or you put this mask on and the next morning you don't have acne. And there's one in particular, and I don't even want to mention the name, that is so egregious. They play on people's fears. And they play on people's insecurities, and they play on people's innocence and gullibility and desire to take care of the skin lesions, these skin diseases. And the fact of the matter is, acne is not a skin disease, people. In fact, when you see something on the skin, that's the way the body has resolved the problem. That's the end stage. The lesion itself shows you that the body has taken care of the problem. If you want to treat acne and you treat the lesion, you're treating the resolution. You're treating the cause. The effect. You're treating the excretion. The body has excreted and gotten rid of the poison, and now you're treating the excretion and the poison. That's how silly it is to rub a cream on a zit to take care of your acne. So if you're going to take care of acne, if you're going to treat acne successfully, and by the way, you can be 100% successful with acne if you understand the causes. But that's the key, is you got to understand the cause, and there's 7 different biochemical dysfunctions that can go wrong in the body and result in lesions on the skin. Number one, you can have problems with the male hormone system, and women make male hormones as well as women do. We all make male hormones. Testosterone or androgens is what they're called. So number one, problems with androgen or testosterone metabolism. Number two, problems with the adrenal glands. Those are your body's stress glands. And if you've listened to this program, you know the adrenal glands are one of the 3 points on the triangle of disease that are responsible for all disease states. So you have androgenic acne, you have adrenal acne. Then you have the most tragic type of acne, the way I look at it, and that is digestive acne. That is acne that is a result of a food condition, of a food allergy condition, or a problem with breaking down foods, some kind of digestive impairment. And it's, by the way, they're very easy to spot, all of these types of acne. You can look at the lesion itself, and you can tell what kind of acne you have. So androgenic male hormone acne, adrenal gland acne, digestive acne. You can have acne that's related to the liver, and that's easy to spot as well. When the liver becomes clogged and backed up, you get lymphatic backups, and then you end up, the lymph system will back up, and then you can end up with acne. That's four you have. The fifth type of acne is premenstrual acne. That's the kind of acne women get before they have their periods. Then you have the sixth type of acne, which is menopausal acne or perimenopausal acne, and that's the kind of acne that women will get before they're reaching their menopause. And by the way, women who have perimenopausal acne or menopausal acne are typically women that had androgenic acne when they were teenagers. And then the seventh type of acne, which is the most curious and interesting, and that's acne that's related to the thyroid. We also call that dry acne or combination acne, and those are the seven different types of acne. There's seven different types, seven different biochemical causes that need to be addressed. And I hate to do this to you, Anne-Marie, but we are running out of time, and I'm not going to be able to cover this until tomorrow, but I will cover it tomorrow. In fact, we'll make it our main theme tomorrow. We'll talk about acne, the seven different types of acne, how you treat each type of acne, and how you treat each type of acne, specifically using nutritional supplementation and dietary strategies. Because, folks, if you have a skin disease, likewise, if you have any other biochemical in the breakdown that is showing up as disease, you do not need a doctor, you do not need a drug, you do not need medical intervention. More often than not, there are nutritional strategies that you can employ, and that's what we talk about here on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll finish your question up, Anne-Marie, tomorrow on acne. And sorry about the other folks who we didn't get to on the phones. Feel free to call us tomorrow. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, folks, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Bye for now.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.